game plan. Cowboys, Patriots, 3:25 on Sunday. I know a lot of people are expecting the Cowboys to continue to play well offensively. We all know Bill Belichick and what he can do defensively. And when Tampa Bay, with all eyes on that game, made Tampa Bay's offense sputter a little bit. And it was rolling.
Yeah, it made Tampa Bay. And by the way, Tampa Bay has weapons. You can say, well, they slowed down Tampa Bay. Wait a minute here. They've got weapons.
Evans, Godwin.
Brown. Fournette.
Jones, Howard, I don't know if Gronkowski didn't play that game. So Howard had a decent game last night. And Brate, yeah, they have a ton of weapons. And the ultimate weapon in Brady. And it came down to a 56-yard field goal that they missed to try and take a lead late in that game. So I think everyone's trying to think or figure out if Belichick is going to have the same game plan to try to slow down Dallas's offense. And can he do it? And that's going to be the ultimate question. I agree. They're going to struggle offensively with a rookie quarterback, and if Dallas can continue to get the pressure that they've been getting, I think New England, even if they can't get the pressure, I think it's going to be tough for New England to score. So their thing is to try to slow down Dallas's offense so they don't have to try to get to 27, 28, 30 points, because I don't think there's no way New England's offense can do that.
Well, they haven't done it this year.
Right.
And we detailed yesterday, New England has terrible problems starting games. In the first quarter this year, they've scored 10 points. That's total. That's total in five games. And all 10 came against the Jets, who may or may not still be in the National Football League for all we know. And New England is not built to come from behind. They just are not. So, Donnie, let's go right back to the number one on the list. Let's go right back to the same thought as last week. Make this game about the Cowboys' offensive line. Boom, 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 boom. Just keep banging on New England.
I'll tell you what, it's no Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh up front, but other teams haven't been able to run the ball too well against New England all year long either. They give up 3.8 yards a carry, but the thing about it, they can't run the football. They only average 3.7 yards a carry. So it's going to be interesting to see how they feel they can attack Dallas's defense and try to move the ball up and down the field. It's going to be get the ball out of Mac Jones's hands as quickly as they possibly can.
Yes, and back to your point about them not allowing much on the run. That's true, and that is a five-game sample, which is a decent sample.
But they aren't against running teams.
Yes, exactly, and this isn't just any other running team. This is, right now, along with the Browns, the running team in the National Football League. So if your strength is running the football, run the football. And I think Kellen Moore will try to do that. Now, back to your point. Try is the optimal word here. Because Belichick, I think, understands when Dallas can run the football, everything else works. They can throw the ball. They can run these jet sweeps. They can do rollouts. Dallas has a pretty inventive offense. But the base of the inventive offense, Donnie, is brute force. Dallas is a brute force offense.
Straight ahead, hit you in the mouth, move the line of scrimmage so their running backs can find the holes and get upfield. That's what they want to accomplish.
Well, Dallas now is in a situation where they've got two runners that could hit 1,000 yards this year. Yo! You know, we've got teams that have good tandems. Mm-hmm. The Browns have a great tandem. Oh, my goodness, they have a great tandem. And Dallas is right there with the Browns. And I think Dallas, by virtue of a healthy offensive line, that's about to get a little healthier, quite honestly, that's what Dallas is about. And let's switch to your thought on Mac Jones. Mac Jones has thrown 5 interceptions in 5 games. That's about rookie-like.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's okay. That's okay. But they will not go downfield a lot. They will use the mid-range ball to Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne, and especially Jacoby Myers. But they do have 2 tight ends who are good players. And New England, I have to believe, and I'll bounce this back to you, I have to believe New England's going to run a time-conscious offense.
Sure. Limit those possessions. Like we talked about the pro game and the college game, the big difference in that. In college, you know you're going to have a ton of possessions, even when it's the third quarter, to do what you need to do. They're going to try their best. If it's not running the football, if they can't accomplish that because they haven't been good at it, they're going to use their passing game as a running game extension. Quick throws to the outside to get 3, 4, 5 yards at a time to try to keep that Dallas offense on the sideline. You're going to see a lot of that. Just tick, tick, ticking of the clock. That's what New England wants. That has to be the only way they see or feel that they can win this ball game, is to not give the Dallas offense too many chances to drive up and down the field and score points.
Do you remember last week when all of a sudden at game time, the Giants didn't have 2 wide receivers? Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll play. Maybe they won't play Andrew Thomas. Maybe he'll play. Maybe he won't play their left tackle, and none of them played. Well, this week, there's a similar situation in New England. They've got 3 offensive linemen who may play or may not play. Well, Donnie, it does not take a genius to understand if you got 3 offensive linemen out this week. God bless the child. But there is a chance those offensive linemen come back this week. One of them? 2 of them? All 3 of them? Shaq Mason? A lineman named Owenu? And so it's really hard to make a definitive decision on what you think of New England, because if they're missing those 3 offensive linemen, oh, gracious sakes, they're in trouble in this game. But one gets the feeling, from just reading reports from New England and everything, that somebody or somebodies will be back in that offensive line this week.
Shaq Mason went from not practicing on Wednesday to limited practice on Thursday.
And he's
Justin
playing.
Heron went from limited on Wednesday to not practicing on Thursday.
Oh.
So.
Is there any news on Owenu?
I don't see him on the injury report.
Well, he'd be on the COVID report.
Okay.
And who knows what that means, by the way.
Now, for the Cowboys, it's Diggs who didn't practice. He hasn't practiced Wednesday and Thursday.
He'll be fine.
And Kazee, he hasn't practiced both Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, that's a little more worrisome.
And Dorrance Armstrong didn't also, I'm sorry.
By the way, did you see that Tyron Smith was added to the injury list yesterday?
Yep, he had an MRI on his neck. He was limited on Thursday.
Oh. You hate to hear that injury to Tyron Smith, because that's bothered him at various points of his career.
If the Cowboys get to 24, they win.
Okay.
And that sounds really easy for the Cowboys to get to 24, even in a game where they didn't play their best or were really a little sluggish early on against the Giants, and they got to where they got last week. They get to 24, they win, because the Patriots aren't getting to 24.
What? I think you're right there. The Patriots, well, they got to 24, what, once this year?
Yes.
And it was last week. They got to 25.
They got to 25 against the Jets.
Yes.
In week 2.
And 25 against Houston last week.
Yes.
You know, one more thing we should mention about this. New England has year in and year out had really solid special teams. That's been one of the trademarks of Belichick's teams for years and years and years. And I think still there's this below-the-surface nervousness that Cowboy fans have about their special teams here.
Sure, sure. And just the Foxborough effect. I wonder if that's going to have anything. I know home field hasn't been great in the NFL here the last few years, but I wonder if that's going to have anything to do with it. Like, there's no weather to be concerned with whatsoever, but still, just going to Foxborough, I wonder if that's...
There's so many factors in this game. And the biggest factor, I believe, is Belichick. He is a master in games like this of figuring out how to slow down what you feel is the heart of your offense. And that defense this year is still pretty darn good, Donnie. Like you said, they held Tampa to 19. Tampa did. Now, they will let you get up and down the field,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
From the 20 to the 20, you think, oh, man, we're moving it. And all of a sudden, boom. Now, you brought up one other fact before we finish this yesterday, and that's New England has red zone troubles. Their offense is not good in the red zone.
Nope, 31st in the league.
Oh.
16 red zone attempts, only 6 touchdowns scored.
Well, that would seem to suggest an under in the game, but they set the point total for this game at 50.5 points. That seems too high.
That seems like a lot, yeah.
So
almost like a sucker bet.
Like when you say, ooh, Vegas is saying, come here.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
here.
Here you go. Just here dangling you. The Twinkie in front of you.
Yeah, here yes, you go. Here, little kitty, here.
We have a pick with that in the poll?
Yes.
Oh, ho!
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
see the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.